Hey there, Sizzlin' Scotty, coming at you with another fantastic recipe. And I love grilling, and if there's one thing I could grill all the time, it would be jerk chicken and jerk pork. But I've got a great grilled jerk chicken, and it hits all the buttons because it's got all fresh ingredients. Let's jump into this fresh jerk chicken kebabs. We're going to start out with a half a teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 tablespoon of allspice, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. 5 green onions, nice and trimmed up, 3 cloves of garlic peeled and whole, 1 tablespoon of paprika. We're gonna need 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, a tablespoon of dry thyme, a quarter cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of lime juice, freshly squeezed, 1 cup of chopped cilantro, 1 red onion cut into 2-inch pieces, 2 pounds of chicken thighs, boneless, skinless, cut into 1-inch pieces. We're going to use 1 pineapple cut into about 1-inch pieces. We're going to use 1 pound of baby bell peppers. You can get these in your vegetable produce section. I love the red ones. They give a little sweetness to it. Cut into 1-inch pieces. And you can serve this with one of our many awesome side dishes. Now, let's jump right in. In a blender, combine the nutmeg, the allspice, the cinnamon, the brown sugar, the green onions, the garlic, the paprika, the salt and pepper, the thyme, the olive oil, oh, that fresh lime juice, the cilantro, and about a quarter cup of the red onions. Blend on high until smooth. Now, place the chicken pieces in a Ziploc bag, let's say, and pour the marinade over the chicken. Massage into that chicken all that great marinade and make sure it covers everything evenly. Let the chicken marinate for at least 2 hours, but up to 4. And in this case, a good 8 hours is not a bad thing. Preheat the grill to medium heat. Now, on a metal or soaked wooden skewer, alternate adding the chicken pieces, the pineapple, the bell peppers, and that remaining red onion. Place the kebabs on the grill and cook, rotating often until the chicken pieces are cooked through to 165 degrees. Want to keep an eye on this because with that amount of sugar in the marinade, you might have some charred spots, and we want this to be good eats. Now, once you get that 165, pull it off, serve it up. So many great side dishes, like maybe a coleslaw or even grilled vegetables to go with this. Either way, it's going to be awesome. You can find this great grilled jerk chicken kebab recipe podcast at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.